Having some radio trouble?
WMFO streaming live on the web at www.wmfo.org.
But I'll just talk until. Hello, 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 hello. Okay. Okay. We are on. I'm turning myself up so that everyone can hear me and I can hear my echo faintly in the background, so that's a good thing. Apologies for the technical difficulties. As if you're a WMFO DJ right now, you know we're dealing with Studio C, and this is actually the first time we've done PAG from using Studio C. So, but anyways, and on that note, you are listening to Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Trust Free From Radio. This is Kim, and I'm here with Constantine, Daniel, and Dominic helping me out, and Chloe. Very important that Chloe's here, and we have a very special group today, but I'm gonna let them play a little bit and then we're gonna chat, introduce ourselves, each other, and that's what I have to say. Is everyone in there feeling good? Thumbs up. Cool, go ahead.
Thank you.
So that was pretty, that was pretty good. That's pretty good.
That was more than pretty good, if you ask me.
Who are you guys?
We are the Black Lotus.
Okay.
And my name is Sanaa Cadet, and we're here with George Jong on piano, Jaden Jenkins on bass, and Tristan Washington on drums.
Beautiful. Amazing. And how do you guys all know each other?
So I met Tristan last year when we did another group. It was called Just Whatever. And that was like another R&B group. Met Jaden last year too. And I met actually George a couple months ago. So yeah. So that's how, like, and then we kind of just started this group together, and we've been like playing together ever since.
So this is relatively new?
Yeah,
then?
This is like, this started last semester.
Okay, wow. That's really exciting. So, but you guys have been playing a lot, you're saying? Like live?
Yeah, we did a couple gigs and a couple different events last semester. And yeah, this is like, you know, we're excited to do some more this semester and hopefully next year.
That's really exciting. Well, we're happy to be a part of the lineup at PAG. And yeah, this is our first show back this semester. Last semester, we took a break. So we're back, and we're back hitting hard with you guys. So I'm
Thank
very
you for
excited
having us.
To hear more, of course. And usually we don't usually have instrumental, especially jazz groups. So this was particularly really exciting to me, because this is what I like a lot. But sorry, I just hit Constantine. but yeah, that's what I have to say for now. So keep playing.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, funny enough, the next song is not our only, the only song with vocals. This one is not instrumental. And, you know, yeah, we kind of blend neo-soul jazz with some hip-hop elements too. So this is what the next one, what that kind of vibe the next one is going to be on. It's called Only Sometimes. We're doing all original music for this set. So yeah, we're excited to get into it. All right, check this out. Look in my eyes, and don't you dare lose focus. The lotus flies in effect. Did you not dare notice? Here's the bonus. I'm rhyming to give a thorough diagnosis, so we focus. I break it down with musical hypnosis. Only sometimes do you run through my mind. Picture this as I scribble down these silly lines, and I'll step on the mic and then give you something to like. Something I write, flying the world with this figurative kite, and that's tight, yo. You know, love at first sight, love at first fight. You know, bro, loving despite of it. Grow something that I'll never feel quite like this. Something that I'll crumble down just in the sight of it. Kissed a lot before I mostly die. Bled from my everlasting truth. Demise, the witness spies in courtroom, my media spies a tie. Falsify lies, brown honey, do you smile just so wild and true? How do you do all these things that you put me through? Year after year, decide to finally conquer my fears, and it's tears, headlight brought to you, tears of a tear. It's so sad how it all went so bad, but I'm glad to go down just piles and tabs with a drag. Not trying to be that loser, a nag, empty my bag, yeah. And when I pause, it's applause, it's a clause. You can clip it as I saw, here's the law. No withdrawals, and here's a snippet. When I pause, drop your jaw, those applause. You kick it, what you saw as it was. That's what did it, what led me to be the hopeless victim. Just admit it, talk about why it's closed. And you did it, here's a ticket. My soul, my music, it will fix it. Never quick, it's only sounds to me. When I pick it, let that be heard. Afraid of the weight of my words, like injured birds being ignored, but never deterred. Now that's absurd, using all these useless nouns and verbs to describe how I feel without hurting my pride. I'm losing my mind, one every inch of your time. But instead, I write this silly, lovesick rhyme. Pause and rewind, like I said, I want every inch of your time. But wishing a well, wasting all of my dime. Be my pen and block my rock, one that locks and unlocks into something that makes my heart stop. Then we start and it pause, just like, are you with it? Then the bar break apart, then we start. Can you kick it in body? Tapping meaning into my body, Morse code that's just sole refuge into my lobby. Watch the measure of love, love, look at me cross. So I'll step on this verse, be a middle, your last and your first. Better or worse, be your truth, your life, your curse. Like a broken bird, repping in pieces and cycles and thirds. This repetition, rendition just got you locked in my words. And after any test, make sure you ask, what's going on? Do the beats up your soul, and when your lonely heart breaks like mine, you want me only after you're gone. Repping every cycling song, but not for too long. Can I say that I don't like to be wrong? Come on, be strong, don't wanna wreck the truth of our bond. From meaningless songs, 2 seconds of the sun on our lungs, and still just gone on a silly meaningless song. Thank you. Oh my god.
Amazing. I love that. Can I have that? So that's your only... Can you turn that down?
Yeah.
Sorry. Sometimes there's like, I get feedback in here. Is that your only song that you rap on?
Yeah, that's the only one, like, in the set.
Ever or just today?
No, just today. Stay tuned for... We're actually recording right now and hopefully later putting out an EP closer to the summer. So stay tuned, and it has some new material on it too.
That's super exciting. And are these all original tunes that you guys are playing?
Yeah. I wrote all of this between freshman, sophomore, and this year. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
That's really awesome. Let me know when you release music and we can promote it on the PAG Instagram. And where can we find you online?
Oh, please follow me at Sanaa Cadet on Instagram. And yeah, I send all of our information and I tag everyone else too. So you guys can just follow us through that. And, you know, we have some other shows coming up. We have on February 26th, we're doing a CAF show on campus at Berkeley. And it's open to everyone. So if you like our music, then please come out. It starts at 10 p.m. and is at 160 Mass Ave. So, yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. Are you ready to play another song?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, let's hear it.
Thank you.
Amazing. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Do you want to talk a little bit about your songwriting process, Sana, and how you guys like arrange and come together and make these beautiful pieces?
Yeah, of course. When I try to compose, I try to think of, like, I want my my music to be a complete, like, connection and bridge. Like, I try to be, like, to other people, to other people's emotions. Like, I try to, you know, I want people to feel when they listen to my music. So I like to use a lot of colors, and I like to leave a lot of space. Like, you know, usually I start writing my music at the piano, even though I don't really play piano as much, so that I can, you know, I believe when you start from a place of, like, scarcity sometimes, you could really build into something. You give yourself space to build into something really nice. So that's what I try to do. I try for my music to be colorful. I try for it to be expansive. And hopefully it's received that way as well. And, yeah, I believe music should be a vibe. So I hope to build a vibe in my music, and I hope everyone listening is vibing to it too.
Yes, that was very well said, and I can attest that all of your goals with your music are definitely coming through, for me at least, and I would assume for most people listening. That's great. What are you studying, saxophone performance at Berklee, or what are you studying?
Yes, I am.
Cool. That's really awesome. And where are you from originally?
I'm from New York.
Cool. So you have it, like, when did you start, when did music become, like, what it is for you now in your life?
Well, I started playing the saxophone at 9, and I didn't start really becoming, like, really, really serious with it. I would say maybe 14, 15, and that's when it really, and I think that since I've been at Berklee, I have gotten to a whole nother intensity of just, like, a whole nother level of seriousness. Like, I started developing, you know, I wrote all these compositions during the time I've been at school, and I think that as I've been writing, my vision has been building, so it seems something tangible. Like, I remember back in high school, I used to, like, I know I wanted this goal to be an artist, but I was almost, like, this far-fetched, like, oh, I want to be an artist, but now I'm an artist. It's a different way of speaking, and it's a different way. Like, the vision is here, and we're moving with it, so, you know, yeah. I hope that answered your question, but
definitely.
I definitely, yeah, it's been a range.
That's amazing. Yeah, I mean, that's to start so young and then to, like, really have that confidence now as an adult or a young adult is really, really amazing. You should be super proud of that. And I think you are. So, and it shows in your music and your playing. On that note, let's hear one more song, and then we're going to do a PSA.
Oh, perfect.
Everyone.
Can I say, like, a couple things about the song before?
Please, please do.
Okay, this last song is actually dedicated to my recently passed uncle. And he was someone I was really close to. And, you know, every time I play this song, I try to speak about it a little bit, even if I don't speak about the other songs, just because of how much it means to me. And I believe that, you know, everyone has gone through things, whoever's listening, if you ever lost someone or you've just been through a lot, I feel you, and I hope that you connect and resonate with what we're about to play, because this song is called Let Time Take Its Time, and it is about grief and the process of grief. It's not always just a straight line. And honestly, sometimes there is a solace and, you know, a peace in your grief, and then other times not so much, but to kind of embrace the, you know, grieving and healing. And I think whatever that means to you, and whether it's losing someone or just something else in your life that has happened, it doesn't have to be that. Like, just whatever you are, and even if you're not in such a good place, it's okay. And I feel like, you know, like I said, connection through music. So I hope that I connect with you guys out there, whoever's going through something, and this is my message from me to you. And yeah, let's just get into it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow, that was... Sorry, avoiding feedback. That was really, really beautiful and super powerful. I'm really glad that you talked about it before, and I really felt that when you were playing. So thank you for sharing that with us.
No, thank you for having us, truly.
Of course. I'm going to have... Was that your last song, or do you have another one prepared?
Well, that's our last. I mean, it doesn't have to be, but
You could play one more if you would like to. But I'm going to do a quick PSA. You guys can talk to each other. I'm going to have Chloe switch us right now, do a quick PSA, and then let me know when she's done.
Okay.
Or I'll let you know when she's done, and then you let me know if you want to do one more or not.
Okay.
Okay, Chloe, you can switch. All
right. So would you wanna, we'll like produce for that maybe? Like, you know, we could like try to test some stuff out.
Yeah, we can figure something out.
Yeah, I would definitely want to experiment, you know. Bielotta spoke very highly of you, so I just like, I think that we could definitely cook something like.
Yeah, we should
cook. Yeah.
Okay, we're actually doing the PSA in here.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths, so it's important to follow the manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper, bedding, furniture, curtains, pets, and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like bathrooms or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Stay warm, everyone.
Thank you. Okay, sorry about that again with the issues, but thank you, Chloe, for that amazing PSA that we all need in these times of winter. What do you guys think?
I think we're gonna end it on this note.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that. Well, thank you so much. Do you have any last things you want to promo?
Yes, follow me on Instagram at Sanaa Cadet, and you know, keep like tune in for some other shows. We have some stuff coming up this semester, some exciting stuff going forward. We're trying to release later this in the closer to summer, so definitely tune in for that if you like what you heard. And again, I'm Sanaa Cadet. Jaden Jenkins on bass, Tristan Washington on drums, George Young on piano, and thank you so much for having us.
Amazing. Thank you for being here. This was such an amazing I'm saying amazing a lot. I feel like I always go to the same adjectives whenever I'm talking, but this was a great start to this spring of PAG. And if you don't know, me and Daniel and Constantine and everyone involved in the show are going to be graduating in the May. So this will be our last couple months of post-adolescence glow. So please follow us on Instagram to see who's playing, what's happening, because it's very exciting and it's one of lots of opportunities. But again, this is Kim, and you just listened to Sanaa Cadet and Black Lotus on Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And, that is all that I have to say. Sorry. I'm gonna stall a little bit so Chloe can have a second to run over there. But again, thank you all for listening. Thank you for being here. And have a good Friday. Don't get caught in the snow. Focus on your mind.
What up? This is JPEG Mafia.
Yeah.
And you're listening to 91. Wait, what is it? 91.5 WMFO. No, no.
Damn, Peggy. What?
I did not become someone different that I did not want to be.